Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Before we get underway with our next interview, we want to hear from you online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And as always, joining us for our weekly Under the Helmet segment, that is the one and only, the great Jason Peter. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. How are you, E?
Doing fantastic. We are rolling right along. And how about your Huskers? They certainly beat a team they were supposed to last weekend. What was your critique of that opening game performance?
Well, it's funny because people of the great state of Nebraska now think that we are destined for the college football playoffs.
Love it.
Not only that, but we're going to win it all.
Okay.
After an impressive victory over the Florida Fashion Institute of Technology or something like that. No, it was Florida Atlantic. But, look, you got to, I guess, compare it to previous years and previous season openers under Bo Pelini, and this was certainly the best in terms of openers. I think they had close to or over 700 yards of total offense. They executed fairly well. Defense played well. There were a few kind of discipline issues, I think, in the beginning of the game with penalties that just kept, stalling drives. But, against a team like Florida Atlantic, you're able to overcome those sorts of things. When you play somebody of quality, dumb mistakes or holding penalties where you're away from the play, that stuff just won't cut it. You can't keep stubbing your toe against good opponents and expect to be able to overcome it. So, all in all, I think it was a step in the right direction. If people are a little nervous because the preseason All-American Randy Gregory, he went out early in the game with a knee, and I guess something maybe that's been bothering him throughout camp. My sources have said, and this has kind of been all along throughout since last season ended, was maybe Randy's head wasn't on straight, maybe enjoying all the accolades a little bit too much, spending too many nights out on the town, going on too many dates, what have you, stuff like that. And if you want to be an All-American at season's end, and you want to be one of these guys talking about as a first-round draft pick, you got to be dialed in, And unfortunately, it's too late now to just get dialed in terms of, reaching your full potential, because that takes, dedication during the off-season and lifting weights, until they're shutting off the lights on you. Running stadium stairs until the stadium crew is ready to leave. That's the type of dedication that you need. We'll see what happens.
Husker great Jason Peter is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, zeroing in on his Huskers. And I understand, talking about Randy Gregory, that injury that had flared up on him. I guess the real question is, when we look at the schedule, do you think he'll be available for that September 13th game against Fresno State?
I think so. I imagine that he'll probably get a few reps against McNeese State. I don't know what their, game plan is with playing him. Certainly, I hope that they don't need him to beat McNeese State. But, Fresno. You'd like to have him back because nothing can quiet a crowd or, stall an offense like a kid that can get after the quarterback.
Nebraska, with their record-setting numbers, certainly set the pace from week one. Just overall, what was your assessment defensively? What did you see defensively? What did you like?
I think they have some athletes out on the field. I think, comparing to previous years under Pelini, I think that he's got a crew of kids out there that can make plays. It's just a matter of, do they know where they need to be and know where they need to go on every single play? because there can't be any lapses out there. You know, you don't get, you know, plays off and expect to be competing for championships at the end of the year. You got to be dialed in every single play, and you know, that's the thing that you fight against when you have so much youth in the two deep depth chart.
Well, the Huskers certainly were impressive, 55-7 over Florida Atlantic. I think one of the big highlights was the Huskers wide receiver Jordan Westerkamp reaching behind his back to grab the pass from Tommy Armstrong Jr. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it was worthy of the Sports Center, I guess, top 10.
Yeah.
You know, this kid that caught the ball last year against Northwestern in the end zone for that dramatic, you know, come from behind win. And, you know, everything that we hear is that if he can touch it, he can catch it. And, you know, that's kind of a motto that a lot of receivers, I think, try to live by, that if it's anywhere near them, that they feel like they should be able to catch the ball if they can get a hand on it. And, you know, that type of stuff that happens from spending hours and hours doing, you know, above and beyond what the coaches ask you to do. And everything that I've been told about Jordan Westerkamp is, you know, he's one of those guys. He's the first one out and the last one to leave, and always working on his craft.
You know, it was interesting, Jason, just a moment ago, you were talking about all the preseason accolades for Randy Gregory, obviously injury that has flared up again in terms of with his knee. What about Amir Abdullah? I mean, he has set his standards very, very high. He's been incredibly focused. He's not letting any of these expectations get to him, is he?
It would be tough to find a better back than Amir Abdullah playing college football right now. You know, he's at the top. He's just as good as any other back that's out there. Sometimes I think people, they kind of label him maybe just a workhorse, or, you know, a guy that plays off of just heart, and those things are true, you know, without question. But he's also a very talented kid. You know, I mean, he can cut on a dime. You know, he's got a terrific jump cut. You know, he's got great vision. He's got hands out of the backfield. He really is a complete back. And then you combine that with, you know, the heart and wanting to outwork his opponent on every single play, and that's not just on game day, that's during the week. You know, he's the heartbeat of this team, and I think you know, as Amir goes, so does this team. And you know, hopefully, when you're looking at the play calling throughout the season, you know, Tim Beck has had tendencies sometimes to get away from what works, maybe to side with creativity in the play calling. And you'd hate to see them do that when you have somebody, you know, like Amir. I mean, take for example, you know, the Wisconsin LSU game. I mean, here you have Wisconsin that's just flat out dominating LSU for three quarters. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, arguably one of the best backs in college football in Melvin Gordon, and I think he touches the ball two, three times in the second half. You know, just do what's working. I don't understand why some of these offense coordinators, they get away from that so often. And, you know, it's college football, even at any level. I don't care if it's the NFL or in high school. If you have something that's working, keep running it until they know how to stop it. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's elementary type stuff. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, hopefully Tim Beck kind of stays the course.
Okay, give us a quick hit on the Pac-12 Big Ten, the big matchup with Michigan State and Oregon, or my final question.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think a lot of people are siding right now with Oregon. I'm not so sure. You know, I know Michigan State, they lose a few pieces off of that defense, but, you know, they're in a position now, especially when talking about that defense, where they just kind of reload. You know, one's gone, next one's up, and there's no drop-off, and that's the expectation, and that's the standard. You know, and I just think with Michigan State, it's always been, well, what can the offense follow suit? And Connor Cook, I think, you know, when you go back to the last four games of last year and last week, I think, you know, he's continuing to grow, and that could be a dangerous thing. I don't know if it's enough, to beat Oregon on the road. They still got playmakers out there, but I think it's going to be a four-quarter game.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.